It's time now for the KJO Community Spotlight, where on Fridays we turn that spotlight on to a young athlete, courtesy of our good friends at Rogue Credit Union and, of course, Grants Pass Broadcasting. Welcome to the microphones of KAJO Radio today. Cadence Gonzalez, a sophomore at New Hope Christian School, and you're a three-sport athlete. Is that right, Cadence?
Yes.
What sports?
I play volleyball, basketball, and track.
What's your favorite?
Basketball.
Really? It just happens to be basketball season. How are you doing so far?
I'm doing good.
Really? Mm-hmm. How good?
We're 11-0.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay. What position do you play?
I'm a guard.
Oh, you're a guard. So you distribute the ball. How many assists do you get a game?
About three.
About three a game? Okay. How's your shot?
My shot's good.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. From beyond the arc?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really? So what's your scoring average?
It's about 11 to 12 points a game.
Only 11 or 12 points a game?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Not too bad. How long have you been playing basketball?
I've been playing since 7th grade.
Since 7th grade? Well, you've certainly progressed quickly.
Yeah.
Why? Is there a reason for that progression?
I put in time over the summer working on shots and driving and just trying to be a good teammate. And I can see it's really paid off this season.
Who do you work with in the summer?
I worked with Jordan Zumhoff in PGC camps and my dad.
Okay, so you get lots of help.
Yeah.
No doubt about that, okay? What's your goal for your basketball career?
For us to get to Baker, which is the top 8 teams, go and play for the state title.
Following that, you've got a junior and senior year following that.
Mm-hmm.
Goals there, going to the same place?
We're going to try. It's going to be kind of hard, but to probably hit a certain...
It's always hard.
Yeah.
That's why it's a goal.
But probably try to hit a certain amount of points at the end of my senior year.
All right. What's that goal? Do you have a can you enunciate it for us?
So probably 800 points at the end of my senior year.
800 total points, 200 points a year?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Following your senior year, do you want to continue with basketball?
Yes. I plan on going to for 4 years to play college ball.
Any place in particular you'd like to go?
I have no idea where I want to play.
No idea yet. Still waiting for the knock on the door then.
Mm-hmm.
All right, tell me about your other sports. You play volleyball?
Mm-hmm.
All right, tell me about volleyball.
Volleyball, we got second in districts, and we lost before going into state. And some of the games I led with a lot of aces and just playing as a team, which helped all of us, like, win a lot of our games.
So you have a dynamite serve then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how long have you been working on that serve?
2 years.
Oh, okay. And your third sport was what?
Track.
Track? Okay. What do you do in track?
I do 100 meter, 200 meter, and I do shot put.
Okay. So you're a sprinter and you're a slight, excuse me, you appear to be a slight little girl and you're throwing the shot.
Mm-hmm.
How far?
About 25 feet.
That's respectable. That's respectable. Are you happy with that?
I feel like I could get further, but I just got to get more muscle to push it.
All right. How are you going to get more muscle?
Work on my arms and just try and, like, get more leg muscle, too, because I really got to squat to, like, push it out.
All right. That's really where the power comes from,
yeah.
Isn't it? Okay. All right. Tell me about school. What do you like in school?
I like doing science. Science is my strongest subject, I feel like, almost.
All right. And your GPA, I understand, is respectable?
Yeah, I have a 4.0.
That's respectable. Okay. Now, once you're done with athletics, and I hope you're never done with athletics, mm-hmm. but is there a career choice for you that you're thinking about right now? As a sophomore, I know you've got your whole life planned mm-hmm. out. What is it?
I plan on going to college and to be an anesthesiologist.
Why?
Medical field has always appealed to me because my mom is a nurse, and you get paid really well, too.
Oh, so the money does enter into it. Nothing wrong with that. We want to make a good living.
Yeah.
All right. Anyone that you'd like to compliment or say thank you for helping you advance your athletic career?
I would like to thank my Lord Jesus Christ for getting me this opportunity and for how long he's been with me through all my progress. And as a team, he's always been with me. So I'd like to thank my Lord.
Okay, and a prediction for your New Hope Christian girls going all the way this year, right?
Mm-hmm.
This has been the KJO Community Spotlight, where each week we turn that spotlight onto a local athlete, courtesy of our good friends at Rogue Credit Union and Grants Pass Broadcasting. This week we turn that spotlight onto a New Hope Christian School sophomore, Cadence Gonzalez.